to shock the haters.
Prepare to lose, hon.
You hold a special place.
Be but a happy memory.
Darkness imprisoning me.
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 13 on the Oh Hot Moo or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 3 with a contingent of the Hot Squad. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing one thing they own that is black, and this will foreshadow one or more of the entries we're covering today. All of the entries that we're covering.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're in B's, aren't we?
We ended with Black Hawk last time, so yeah, okay, we're in the middle of the blacks.
Nice.
Okay, let's start with Amélie.
I own a lot of black.
I know, you just, your life is
colored. Darkness.
I'm witch.
My latest black item, Marty bought me a birthday gift that's a wine opener that is a little bat. It has like wings, and they open up while you're screwing it in, and then when you open the bottle, you close the wings, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Awesome. Nat?
I thought about this question.
You're wearing black.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Light black.
Yes. Dark gray. I think, and the thing that I decided on is my purse. I'm like a one purse at a time kind of lady, so I tend to go with a very neutral purse. So my current bag is black, and I will keep this bag for the foreseeable until it is completely destroyed.
All right. José.
I own a black cat. The end. No. One of my cats black. Oddly enough, he's named Yuki, which means snow. It's kind of dumb, but...
But he's got white. He's a tuxedo.
Yeah.
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 You found him in the snow, right?
Yeah. He was a stray cat in the snow. I own a cat, or he owns me. It's hard to say.
It is.
See, Nat may have thought about the question, but I overthought the question. Right. Next time, please don't give us 2 hours notice. Because
it was 45 minutes.
It felt like 2 hours, and I looked at all the black things I own. I was like, no, it should be representative of my personality, and you know, this is how my brain works. So I chose a cast iron pen that is actually my grandmother used to own it, so it's over 50 years old, and I've eaten quite a few pancakes from it.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thought she was going to see her soul.
That was too obvious.
Shotgun.
I went through the same mental gymnastic as Elise. Because I was like, I can see like, oh, this thing, but meh. Or this thing, meh. So basically, and it's funny because I went for my stove. I have a black stove that really doesn't match the rest of my kitchen, but it was completely free. Delivered at my house, completely free. I love my stove.
How do I get one of those? Because my fridge is going to go out.
Oddly enough, it's a coworker of mine. I was just talking about how I can't really rely
on your stove.
Yeah, I would not bake because I wouldn't trust the oven at all. And it's like, oh, a friend of ours bought a duplex. They renovated one half to become a business. So they gave us all of those appliances. Do you want one? Yeah, how much? I'll bring it to you. It just takes space in my garage. So I think they might have a fridge.
Isabel.
I underthought the question. I've been sitting here while other people are talking, and I just thought, okay, I bought a pair of shoes secondhand recently.
Oh, yeah.
And they were actually my size, because I have like quite large feet, so it's very rare to find shoes secondhand that actually are not terrible. Yeah. And I was like, oh, those are like cool shoes. And then a woman walked up to me and was like, oh, you have great taste. Those are designer. I can see you spotted them from afar away. You know you're designers. And I was like, yeah.
Spotted them from far because they were huge.
Rackets, you know, designer rackets.
Exactly. Really good in the snow.
They were swimming flippers.
What designer brand?
I don't know.
I must know.
I told you when I bought them because I Googled them. I pretended while I was in the store.
Excellent.
As you do. And then read what was written in the shoe and went like, ah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh,
Vera Wang's.
I could have said my black diamond. I love my black diamond.
That's what I thought you would go for. A ring.
Well, keep the diamond for when we do blood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What do you own that's covered in blood?
And you like to ask me as well. So that microphone's black, yes. And this tablet is black, and mm-hmm. black is my preferred color of electronics.
How many t-shirts do you have that are black?
Not that many anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been migrating towards color.
You definitely expanded your color.
Yeah, spectrum. I used to be just a black and white.
Yes.
Person. I feel like your uniform is beige shorts and a green shirt.
Yeah, there are only two colors I want to wear. This.
I like
this
that.
Grape.
That's a very nice
this
color.
This grape color.
That's not grape.
Well, it's grape ape.
Oh, wine. Let's not start debating colors with my.
podcast.
All right, let's get into this issue. Who's Who number 3, and as we said last time, we are switching month to month between Who's Who and Marvel Universe Deluxe. So this is the DC episode, and we start with Black Lightning.
Oh.
Ooh.
So Jefferson Pierce grew up poor in the only bad neighborhood in Metropolis, Suicide Slum.
Holy shit!
They don't mess around.
Jesus. So joyful.
No, wait, that's the, like,
that's the only
name?
Bad one.
Is it the legal name? It's on maps.
Oh, I hope it is. Damn.
Determined to get out, he first won an Olympic medal for the decathlon. Here it says in the 1976 Montreal Olympics, but of course, we have to go back about a decade from our own time at whatever point. And then he got his university degree and eventually came back to Suicide Slum to teach high school English.
Aww.
Frustrated by organized crime in his area, roping the kids in his classes into drugs, he got some help from an old tailor who made a costume for him that included an electric belt. Eventually, the powers of the belt were internalized, but regardless, it boosts his strength and allows him to throw lightning bolts around. He started waging a war on crime as Black Lightning. Incidentally, DC Comics' first African-American hero to get his own title, and that was in 1977, if you're wondering.
I wasn't.
It's just a way to say it's kind of late.
It is late.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Kind of late.
Yes, jeez.
Black Lightning is civic-minded and tries to be inspirational in the classroom and intimidating to criminals on the street. He has a sense of humor, but takes a lot of the weight of the world on his shoulders. He uses his powers as last resort, using his athletic skills first and foremost. I think I've even read a story where he never uses the electric powers. Looking at the art by Jim Aparo, the costume is notable because his afro is actually a helmet that's part of the mask.
Hell.
What?
It helps. Well, look how bouffant it is compared to his.
I thought the drawing was just bad. It's a helmet.
It's part of the mask. It helps hide his secret identity, and it saved his life a couple times because it's hard.
Aww.
In the Serpent, we see him without the mask throwing lightning at a crook, and in a fist fight with Tobias Whale, who runs the 100, the criminal gang in Suicide Slum. One final note, he does have his own TV show, which I have yet to check out. It's like on season 4. But there they play him as an older hero with a grown daughter. He comes out of retirement.
He's divorced. How modern.
He's really sexy.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
He's
really
handsome.
Oh, man.
He's too good for me. I'll be honest.
It's one of those handsome that it's like a bit too perfect that I'm like suspicious. I'm like, what's...
It's just like, where's the flaw?
What's this? What's
Olympic athlete.
No, it's the face.
He's a good teacher.
No, it's
travel to Montreal. That's the problem.
No, it's the face. The like jawline and like perfect symmetry. I'm like,
man, that's that little smile.
It's tough being smart, athletic, and handsome.
And ethical.
No.
Told you, too good for me.
Yeah, that's too many good things.
I can only be three of those things at once.
Jeez, that's
Pick
a lot.
Three. He's got very reasonably sized arms and very muscular legs.
It's really interesting and that the jacket is puffy. Like, you think that he
like
looks ripped. But yeah, it's a tracksuit. But because of that, you can't see how defined his muscles are, which I actually enjoy.
Element of surprise.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be skin tight all the time.
I wish he didn't have the deep V to his belly button.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's the 70s.
Yeah. It's very much a 70s, isn't it?
But like, I find the tracksuitness of the arms is very cool and very like, yeah, man, I'm a decathlete and I'm just chilling right now. Which sports are you going to be good at? All of them.
Yeah, all the sports.
I'm not sure I understand how the power works.
There's no power?
He received a thing and then it absorbed.
Yeah. Where do I find belts that give me power because I wear them? Because I need a good dozen of different belts.
It was not really explained.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because your description was like, eventually, and that was during a lot of
your in the course of his adventures, through as yet undisclosed means, these powers became internalized.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened.
It feels like the artists are like,
yeah, they forgot.
Whatever, let's just, he has the powers, yes. Okay? Yeah.
I think that's what happened. His creator said,
whatever.
We had a belt in the pilot,
yeah,
but not in the other episodes, you know.
Again, I need a few belts that just, you know, casually give me great talent.
Imagine if you, like, absorb the powers of your belts.
They don't do a whole lot.
I can hold things in place.
Oh, I can dig into your belly.
I'm mildly decorative.
I was about to say, my belt, it's like, look, she has a waist. The end.
I am a little bit useless.
Like, truly.
What about...
Yeah.
You're all missing the real crime-fighting use of a belt, which is whipping people with it.
I do that.
No, we don't use belt for that.
Really? Oh.
He's a teacher.
I do.
In the 70s?
In the 70s.
He doesn't feel like
No,
he
don't.
I'm a little bit annoyed that it's... Like, I've seen this movie, which is like, guy goes to teach in a school in a bad area.
Yeah, but usually,
you know what, though?
He'd be a white messiah.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least he's not like a white woman.
He's not Michelle Pfeiffer.
For sure.
That they tend to do a lot more. At least this is just him trying to like reinvest in his community. Because a lot of time those stories are people who, for whatever reason, have to go to this community.
No.
They're usually not happy about it.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they connect with these kids, whatever. But he was just trying to, like, go back and help his community. So I do appreciate that. I agree, it's
those
a little...
I've seen
it before.
Yes, yeah. It's not new.
I read. I should not have.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
He remained active until a young girl was accidentally killed as a result of his actions.
That's fine.
See, that's a dark side. You killed a girl.
He's probably so tortured.
Well, what happened there is that it made him lose his powers.
Oh.
Mm. Shocking, I know.
Like, subconscious, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, psychologically.
Psychologically.
So there's a psychological link with the belt. That's how the powers got absorbed.
And then he got into Batman's team, the Outsiders, and he didn't have the powers, and then, like, to break out of a thing with Batman, came back out.
I will say, in my mind, that team has, like, Pony Boy and Soda Pop in it.
If only.
Reality is, it's like, he can't save everyone. Some people will die. Like, it's...
Yeah.
As a result of his actions.
But that's the thing. Like, it's not like, oh, he tried, but like, he was the reason she died.
Yeah, he's not a random casualty.
That's hard for heroes, man. Actually, I will say, I feel like we've complained in the past about, like, especially with, like, electric powers or whatever, sometimes it's, like, too literal. It's just, like, one bolt, and it's like, okay, whatever. But I like the way they did this to, like, make it part of the costume without
it being...
The
electric trim?
Yes, like, I think that's cool.
It looks like a current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do like that.
Yeah. Ooh!
That sounds it's, like leading into his hands. So
that sounds
cool.
Like a good band. Oh.
Yeah,
like
from the
trim.
Belt. It's
exactly,
perfect.
Yeah.
Although, I don't quite understand the belt buckle. It looks more like a hurricane symbol, probably because I'm in...
Mine. Yeah.
Can he have a barbershop called Electric Trim?
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
I think there must be a barbershop somewhere.
Oh, someone's
probably
done this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you said barbershop, I did not hear barbershop. I heard barbershop quartet.
I would love if he had a barbershop
and
quartet.
And it's called Electric Hymns. Suicide Slum makes me think of that one coworker that I had at the information center that tourists were trying to find where their cottage was, and she's like, oh yeah, Cocaine Lane!
Oh god.
And our boss looked at her like, why? Why did you say this?
Amazing.
Not the best.
Black Lightning, hot or not.
Hold on. That guy has a whale on his ring, and I just need
Tobias
to point
whale.
It out. It's fantastic.
Do you think it's a Moby Dick whale? Or a beluga?
Are we gonna see him?
Tobias whale, yes.
Okay.
But it's in a while.
Is it the W's or the T?
T.
Which is still far.
DC doesn't do the comma.
Boo.
And also,
I say woo.
My kids will be graduating high school by the time we get to Tobias Whale.
Yes. Did you say kids?
Yeah, I'm not even pregnant yet.
I know, but I thought you only wanted one.
Well, if Tobias Whale is issue 23, then that's in 20 years.
She has 20 years to change her mind. No, no,
she'll have...
Hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, definitely.
It's okay. I don't know. I like a problem.
You don't like them when they're too good.
It's too good for me. Yeah.
I think it's like one of those actors. I can't think of the name right now. It's like, I know he's handsome and he's very attractive. Is he for me? No, but I can still appreciate this human.
He looks like someone,
Who's the Magic Mike sir?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Again, he's very nice. He's very pretty.
I recognize.
Magic Mike sir?
But like, he doesn't do anything for me.
I recognize your features are symmetrical.
However,
I am dry as a desert.
Yeah, and like, I recognize that he has a good body. His personality is really fun.
Yeah.
But like, it does nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needs to be taller and slim. Like a spaghetti.
So there you go, fellas.
You know what to do. Be pasta.
I love being al dente, man.
Woke up in the ghetto. We need our hero back. Guns clapping, gangs active. Like where we at? Black lightning need to strike. Like where we at? Show us another way besides these guns and crack.
Oh, what's happening?
Black Manta. One of Aquaman's greatest enemies. Some might argue the greatest. Black Manta is a pretty mysterious plunderer and terrorist of the seas. He's said in the past that since the surface world has suppressed black culture, perhaps they'll have a better shot underwater. His henchmen, called Manta Men, are generally black as well, and he's surgically given them gills, though he hasn't undergone that procedure himself. He obviously has a suit that allows him to breathe underwater, and his big helmet shoots powerful laser beams from its eyes and also gives him a scary, warbly voice. The Super Friends cartoon, but they also did it in the Aquaman movie.
Oh, okay.
Black Manta is a cold, unscrupulous villain. His claim to fame being directly responsible for the death of Aquaman's young son, a.k.a. Aqua Baby.
Aqua Baby?
Oh, no!
He killed his wife is Aqua Babe.
I did send you the trailer for the new Aquaman movie this week, and you see a baby. And you see Black Manta.
Oh!
Do we see a dead baby?
We don't see the dead baby.
Okay, if it doesn't happen, I'll be really upset.
Anyway.
That's such a weird thing to say about a baby dying.
The baby's still alive. One star.
Manta says, you know, it's not enough that I beat you, Aquaman. I got to destroy everything you love.
Yeah, that's dark.
And you see a baby. Anyway. So in the comics, he put him in an airtight container and let him suffocate to death.
That's just rough, though. You're like pew-pew his eyes, sure, at the baby, but that's cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's like, I'm leaving him there, so Aquaman.
Find him, race to save him. That's fucked up.
Yeah, the art by Bill Willingham and Romeo Tangal shows us what he looks like under the helmet. And a fight with Aquaman.
What are the ears? Are they tubes?
Tubes. They go to the back.
I hate it.
I can't unsee Awok. I'm trying. I'm trying very hard to unsee. Like, it looks like he went to a junkyard and found an old cauldron or wok and, like, soldered it to what it needed to be.
To me, he looks like a DJ in the 2010s.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, weirdly into it until the baby bit. You really killed my buzz there.
You were into it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Just seeing the outfit, because it doesn't match the helmet.
It's weird.
Right away, I was like, don't care if he's saving the world. Don't care if he's like everything I want. I hate it.
You know what's bothering me the most is the fact that he has a posture with his neck on the main image which implies that the thing is not necessarily completely, like, it's flexible, and I don't know why it bothers me this much, but...
It's a little bit like I started to make a costume, but then I ran out of time.
So and grabbed a unitard.
The rest has nothing going on. It's just like, I worked for 15 hours on the helmet, and I was like, fuck, the prom's tomorrow.
I'm just gonna get a wetsuit.
Yeah, whatever.
The stance in the background image looks so stupid. When he's like, yeah, he's like spread legging forcing, and so weird.
I think
weird.
He's like floating.
Yeah.
Yes, but
oh, it's so weird.
It makes sense when you're floating.
It makes
him look more vulnerable than really makes sense because it's such a wide.
There is something homoerotic about the whole thing because he's shooting Aquaman in the crotch as well.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, for me, it looks like he's taking a poo.
Yeah.
It doesn't look intimidating. It looks like if I walked in on something.
Yeah, vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Like, that's because your eyes automatically are just because of the way his
why is Isabel grimacing?
I don't like the lasers.
Very large.
It's very odd. I don't like it.
I think it was one of my favorite thing in the original Aquaman movie.
No, let's look at it. It's just like there's something so weirdly organic about the mask and that thing because it looks so metallic here.
Yeah.
But in that background, it looks like a plant.
The lasers are very oblong.
And they're much bigger than here.
No.
It's almost like a whole thing, and then there's just like little eyes here.
You know what? It looks like an upside down butt in the background.
Well, I don't think he's a good leader because he's not willing to do what he asks others to do.
Yeah.
Get those gills.
Get those gills.
Experiment on others without experimenting on you. That's how you create villains.
Yeah, there's a bunch of psychologists that have done that. So.
New campaign. Get gills.
Black Manta, hot or not?
Wait, whoa.
What do you mean, whoa, whoa, whoa? I think I'm seeing where the bus is going.
But, like, we haven't talked about his disgusting face yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, unmasked.
It's disgusting.
The smirk is not great.
He looks... I don't hate the face, I'll be honest.
Oh my god, are you guys nuts?
He looks mean.
I think you don't like his expression.
It's his eyes, his eyebrows.
He looks rugged.
No, he looks mean.
He looks mean.
There's rugged and then there's, I'm a villain. Which this is.
Black Manta. I suppose it's linked to, like, Manta Ray?
Yes.
How?
Underwater.
Okay.
The helmet is black.
Does he have... They should have given him a tail.
He has a tail. Game changer.
You know what? If he had, like, little wings...
Oh, wouldn't that be cute? They had like the wings and
of a manta ray. Right? Yeah,
you're gonna love this because when we do the future looks, event, like in a year from now, DC had a storyline where they took a bunch of villains who weren't really doing anything,
okay,
and the villains sold their souls to this demon who gave them a boost of power.
As you do,
and usually a new appearance, and in the new appearance, he actually is a manta. Half human, half manta.
I like it.
I'm excited.
Much better.
Yeah, because at least
I don't know. You'll see the result.
Okay. I like the idea better.
I wish the body was like camouflage and the head was more ray-like, and then like in the wilderness he would look like he's just like a ray swimming around, but no, big evil man with lasers.
Black Manta, hot or not?
Nah.
No.
I'm not like, I hate him. But I'm gonna say no. It's there's some parts of this that are kind of fun to me, but ultimately no.
He's got the personality of a main villain and the look of a one-off.
That's a good point.
That's true. Yeah.
That's harsh, man.
He killed a baby. I don't say anything I want.
That's fair.
Thanks for saving me, Aquaman. Sorry I can't do the same for you.
Love it.
Black Orchid. An extremely mysterious woman. No one knows what Black Orchid even truly looks like, as you can see from the many looks in the Serpent by artist Terry Austin. We just know she's a crime fighter who disguises herself to infiltrate criminal organizations with ease, stealing someone's identity. They usually find them locked in a closet later. Then, when she has collected enough information, she puts the costume on and dismantles the operation, leaving only her calling card, a scented black orchid.
Oh, hell yeah.
Before moving on to the next case. As a superhero, she can fly, she's bulletproof, super strong. We see her busting through a wall there. And able to project force fields. She has hacking skills too, and once worked with the Suicide Squad behind the scenes. But nothing we ever learn about Black Orchid has ever really been confirmed.
That's I love amazing. Her. I love her.
Can I date and cosplay her?
Why does she look like a butterfly?
Because she's cool.
I think it's petals.
Petals, yeah, that makes sense. You know, orchids are like...
Oh, yeah.
She does look like a butterfly, though.
Yeah, yeah, she's a little butterfly.
It's giving...
Very monarch.
It's giving Gypsy Moth.
Mm. Oh. But, yeah. Like, in such better colors.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The colors are amazing.
Color palette? Yes, please.
I freaking love the fact that she changes her appearance. Like, it's gonna sound dumb, but you were talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I relate with my stupid, like, crazy ideas with my hair. I love it.
I love that she locks people in closets.
It's awesome.
That is amazing. It's like, okay, question. Are the people, like, bad people that she impersonates, or they just happen to be, like...
No, normally I think it'd be, like, someone that's part of the criminal...
Right. Like, not just, like, the poor intern that just happens to be there. So, like, maybe they have a think while they're in the closet... You know?
Evaluate like, their life decisions.
Yeah. But she doesn't kill them. You know? She's just like, I just need to be you for a second. So you stay in the closet, honey. That's my favorite bit. No, my favorite bit is the colors.
I love that she's a character that sort of like transforms into other people, but that's her costume. Yeah! The least subtle thing in the world.
Yeah. And I love that she puts the costume before. She's just like, okay, I got everything I need. Tend to costume up.
Yeah, she's super secretive, and even the pose is like, it's me, Black Orchid.
Hello.
It's about time your crime ring is destroyed.
You're arrested.
I'm here.
And it reminds me a lot of the costume of Thumbelina.
Yeah, the Beetle Ball.
Did I watch this yesterday? Maybe.
I'm so jealous.
Generally speaking, a lot of like these characters and stories are like clearly gravitated towards like boys. Like, you know, the target audience is clearly like young boys, and then you hook them forever. This feels really girl media to me. So I was wondering if like, was that like part of what they were, do you think that was like part of it? Like did she have just her own comic completely?
She had a strip in Adventure Comics. I'm not going to say it ran for long. Adventure Comics was kind of, sometimes we try a new character. We let it go for a little while.
See how it goes. Because it feels like, honestly, like, and I think you can tell by our reactions, it feels like a character that young girls would have loved. Like, even, that's why I'm asking that
sometimes,
question.
Sometimes they tried to, like, can we get some traction on, like, Amethyst?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was a character that was made try to attract some female readers, you know?
Because even if you look at the costumes, mm-hmm. like, they're all very fashion women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they're all very much, like...
Tailored suits, blazers.
Know, fashionable power model-looking looks.
Yeah, yeah, that's Princess Di in the middle there.
Yeah. The one on top looks like she's married with John Krasinski.
Emily Blunt.
Yes, she's totally Emily Blunt. And here's, she's a power boss at the office, and mm-hmm. the glasses and everything. She just told you you're not getting your raise.
No. Well, somebody had access to a fashion magazine when he drew this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I just think it's kind of interesting.
I love the leg bit so much.
Oh my god, I want those leggings.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, those would be really cute leggings, like just in general.
But I love that it gives the illusion of like muscle definition.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it takes the pattern from it. It's lovely. Good job.
Meet the wings. Reminds me of a moth.
See, take those wings, put it on Black Manta, and he's already more interesting.
Yeah.
Even if it's just in blue-black, I don't care. It would be more interesting.
Did you... I don't remember if you said, but how does she costume herself? Or does she have...
Again, nothing was confirmed.
She's a super disguise artist.
So there's no, like...
There's wigs and...
Okay, yeah. Yep. That's what I mean. It's practical effects.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
She's just using, like, contour to change the look of her face.
Maybe it's a Mission Impossible mask.
Because her face is pretty different. Yeah. So I was just wondering if she...
Well, yeah, it's not a random identity.
It says she's obviously a master of makeup and disguise yeah, far but she's, superior to she's any turning Hollywood herself
into,
artist.
She's turning herself into the person that she's copying. Person, so it's a yeah. specific person.
So I wonder if she has, like, shape-shifting powers oh, that we're just not makeup. Aware of it.
She does that trick that we do where we part our hair in the middle and then to the side, and we're not the You're same person. Person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Black Orchid, hot or not?
Oh,
very fucking hot.
Super hot. Even better than now that I know it's makeup.
It's great. It's so interesting. I'm really interested by this. Yeah.
You know what?
I love it.
A thing I do when I want to feel sexy, I point my feet like this. I feel like it looks so pretty.
Yeah, that's why dancers do.
No, feet, of course.
Yeah. No, but I don't know. I just think, like, when I'm having issues about the rest of my body, I'm like, oh, if I point my feet, that looks nice.
When I want to feel sexy, I knock people out and put them in closets.
It's still their identity.
Yeah.
Go work a 9-to-5.
Some are ballerinas and some are vigilantes. She is a flower that grows. Lovability. She's femininity.
By you. Oh, I thought it was underwater, and I was like, you have a sword, sir!
Black pirate.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so John Valor is a heroic 16th century pirate who was really an English nobleman who, when Europe was plunged into war, assembled a crew and did his best righting wrongs on the high seas. So basically a pirate who fights pirates. He was captured by the Spanish, but got out of an execution by secretly marrying the king's ward, thereafter flying the Spanish flag, but not changing his methods or quest for justice. John had a son, Justin, who became his sidekick. That sidekick was lost and then became an enemy pirate, but John was able to make peace with Justin before he retired, and his son went in search of a new life in the Americas. Think of him as an Errol Flynn character, a romantic, good-hearted swashbuckler popular in the 1930s and 40s, in Hollywood anyways, and this is a 1940s character. He believes in second chances. He lets his son get into a lot of action, not at all a nervous parent. The Black Pirate is a historical character, but he was later seen in the DC Universe as a ghost, still righting wrongs in death. Jerry Ordway's art shows him without the mask. We see his ship and a sword fight with conquistadors with his son at his side.
I really like a good ship.
I love him and his tiny head.
I'm so fucking into it. It's giving Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Like, as soon as it makes you think of Princess Bride, it's going to be a hot, yeah, right? Like,
that's honestly his name, right?
Wesley,
like the Black Pirate.
Black Pirate Roberts?
Yes. Oh, no, it's the dreaded
Dread Pirate. Roberts. Dread Pirate.
But yes, right? Same vibe.
In my
Immaculate.
Head.
And his picture, the one that's unmasked. Like he's handsome, like, but like, maybe it's because I'm biased, but he gives me an air of Pedro Pascal, which
always excellent.
I was thinking Captain Highliner after his makeover.
You two have very different interests.
They remade him into a silver fox, and I'm sorry, but it works for me. I don't even mind if he smells like fish.
I love a sexy man with a costume.
Oh, and the hair.
And I just like pirates. Like, pirates cool. are sexy.
You know, right? You think
of that. Yeah, they're just cool.
Yeah, plunder
they
my...
They must plunder my something. Plunder my treasure box?
Something.
Have you considered writing greeting cards?
Like, I think pirates are so cool, I try not to think about, like, their hygiene or other things. You know, in movies, when they're sailing in the sun with the wind in their hair, and they're like, Madame, and I'm like, yes!
Yeah, and there's a spray of the sea, and everything is great.
And yeah. Yes.
I think about people having sex before people thought washing themselves was important all the time.
Why?
I don't know, it's just
Honestly, I totally get it, because one thing that I think about all the time is how crazy it would be if you time traveled and just the smell. Like, just smelling the past seems like the worst thing in the world.
It's just that it's a lot of history. Like, it's so much time that these people are having sex without ever washing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, it's been, I haven't washed since yesterday. Like, no.
Yeah.
To add to
I hope they were hanging out in streams a lot. That's all I gotta say.
To add to that, what I think of is like, what if I would travel and smell like I smell like
they would
nice
like,
baby powder kind
of the fuck out of
with
people,
nice
I'm
flowers
sure.
They'd be like, oh my god,
a witch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you'd be home immediately.
You hung drowned
burnt
that is. Yeah,
I think his name sounds like an expression. Oh look at this, John Valor.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I feel it sounds like you're just
if you're from New York and that you're gonna sell that shit.
Yeah
when you said his son's name was Justin. I was like, Justin Pirate? That's funny. But then I realized that.
It's Justin Valor.
Yeah.
Justin Valor's a good name.
I like
although it is funny, is Justin. You can talk about Justin. Just sounds like a guy.
Yeah, I feel like
yes!
Was Justin a name in the 16th century?
Sure.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, but we.
I don't know.
Jennifer
there's
was.
There's a lot of names that feel like they're modern that are really not.
There's a
that's
Roman
weird.
Emperor.
Justin?
Justinian. So it's an old it's an old Latin name.
If you add Indian, I get it.
And there you go. Made you think about the Roman Empire. I don't know what that meme is, but...
You know what I like?
If you know what I'm talking about, then that just happened.
Big boat?
I do like big boats.
Little boats.
And you cannot lie.
I cannot lie about my big boats obsession. But what I like is that if he lives on the high seas, he obviously has an appreciation for the power of water and, like, the ocean being a treacherous mistress. And I kind of like that. I like that there's a...
I thought you were going to say, because I'm a treacherous mistress.
So obviously, you respect me.
I'll say, though, the main picture, that facial expression...
Yeah, it's just okay.
It's not doing it for me, but
I mean,
thank God for the Serpent. That's why we like DC. There are other pictures available.
He's in action. He's like... You were in trouble and he's defending you. He's like, not to my woman!
You mean Donna Benita?
Wait, he became a Puritan? Oh, no, his son became a Puritan.
Oh, well, whatever. We're not rating him.
And honestly, hopefully the kid's old enough that he's not in the picture anymore. Because
and that was like
he's right
that
there.
Was like one story.
He's in the picture right there.
He's in the picture.
Oh well, that's a
is he a child in this picture?
I'll push him off the boat.
Yeah, he's
you know.
A young sidekick.
Who's this woman and where can I get her dress?
It's probably it's Donna great. Bonita.
Is it
it's
Donna Bonita?
Ward of the Spanish king.
You look Bonita.
I feel so Bonita.
Yes. Black pirate, hot or not?
Hot. Smoking.
I like it.
Hot.
As hot as the scorching sun in the middle of the ocean.
Wow. I've always wanted to try having sex on a boat.
You've hard. Never had sex on a boat?
How many boats do you think we go on?
I don't know.
But of all of us, I feel like you have a better chance.
Yes,
you live
but
close
I've
to
always...
The ocean.
Okay, let's take a vote. Who's had sex on a boat?
Have I?
It's me and Josie, but not together.
On a train.
It's nope, it's really
boats.
Funny. It's really funny
trains,
that Josie that's... has of all people.
That's right.
What? Josie?
How big was the boat?
That's it's not big enough.
Question. Was the boat on land?
No.
Oh no.
I know the story.
No,
it's like a canoe or something.
Oh, God.
Oh
no.
Okay, Mike, what kind of boat?
Mike was a ferry, so it's like.
Oh,
wow. Oh.
You're so fancy.
St. John Digby. Okay.
You know what kind of boat I want to have sex in? Not a canoe.
No.
A pinalo.
No.
No.
The big swan ones.
One thing I will say, that swan certainly does keep you on your toes.
Black Racer.
Okay.
Okay, in the past couple of years, we've seen on the show a couple of forever people from New Genesis, and we've seen the evil world of Apocalypse.
Sure we did.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That is what Jack Kirby, who of course drew this entry, calls the fourth world. And the fourth world is that of the new gods, a pantheon of entities who are half mythology, half superheroes. In these stories, the messenger of death is the Black Racer.
Is that so?
Whoa.
Is that so?
He's literally death on skis.
What?
And normally spends his time either bringing the souls of dead gods to the source, which is their energy force where they return or whatever, or else chasing after those who have cheated death once too often, and for whom his very touch is death.
Jesus.
Now meet Sergeant Willie Walker.
What?
He's sleeping there. But he's not sleeping, but he's prone. He's a Vietnam veteran who came back from the war completely paralyzed, unable to even speak. He wants to die, and that calls the Black Racer to him. But instead of killing him, the new god of death merges with him. So for a time, Willie can move, but he's also possessed by the Racer and completely dedicated to his task, which Willie hates because he's against taking lives.
He's against ski.
doesn't love ski either. And that's pushed the neutral entity towards the forces of good, perhaps. Once whatever task is done, he is returned to his bed, paralyzed once more, and waiting for fate to call on him. He's pictured racing after the new god, Light Ray, and going through a wall to the awaiting body of Willy Walker.
Stop! I really hate the wall! Stop!
I really hate how it's looking at us!
Yes! Stop! It's he's breaking the fourth wall, and I hate it.
He's breaking that wall, too!
This is so dumb.
This is the weirdest thing we've seen in a while.
It's so stupid, but I think I like
it. Why does he have a knight's armor?
He's skiing! I love that he's just, like, crossing the wall, and then he sees you, like, aha!
It's kind of giving that guy with the little wings on his ankles and Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hermes.
Why is he skiing?
That's amazing. Why is he skiing?
There is a goddess of skiing in the Norse mythology.
Yeah, I got dressed up as her once.
Why is he skiing?
Because it brings death.
Jack Kirby also co-created the Silver Surfer, so that's like a space character on a skateboard.
Yeah, right? But that's way cooler than skiing. I'm sorry.
I guess he was on a snowboard.
Sure.
Snowboards in 1971? No. I don't believe so.
Okay, but I mean, it's fine. It's just that the outfit with the ski and that color that touches the stars.
Oh my god, wait. I assumed that was because of the wind, but it's not?
No.
Oh, no.
No, it's worse than you thought. Yeah.
If you would give me a Grim Reaper bingo card, I would not have ever thought I would have gotten this bingo.
I have a question.
I have many.
Just one.
Do people see him ever?
Yeah.
Before they die?
So the last thing you see before you die is this fucking guy skiing towards you.
I would want death. I would.
They'd be like, you know what? I've seen it all. I would
welcome death if I saw that.
Maybe that's the approach.
And I'm speaking
don't
here.
Don't be so baffled. It's fine.
And you're not gonna run away.
No.
He's on skis.
But I mean, that's the thing. Also, like, we're Canadian. We get snow. We get ski people. Like, what happens? What happens? Caribbean, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he's just skiing on anything, right?
He skis in space. Basically.
So is he like hovering in midair?
Wait.
Just midair.
Skiing is made possible by gravity pulling you to the bottom of the hill.
What about skiing on solar winds and stuff? Yes, solar winds are a thing. I don't know why you're
not
doing that.
Not skiing on them!
Well, we don't understand what the new gods are capable of.
He probably has his own gravity or some shit.
Or just levitates.
He's a god.
Yeah.
Why does he need skis then?
Because he wants to have fun!
I wanted to go skiing after this. Between killing people, he's gotta do it. He has hobbies, okay?
Yeah, he's one of those people that get the chance to do his hobby and job at the same time.
Do what you love, okay?
Yes, you'll never work a day in your life.
Or is it dress for the job that you want?
Okay, maybe he's like those old people that have walking sticks, and then people were laughing at him because he needed walking sticks. It was like, oh, no, I'm skiing.
I'm skiing.
what do we think of Willy Walker?
He's not walking!
That's such
that is an infor- unfortunate name. I don't know how I feel about that. That would be so weird.
Well, Racer Walker.
Is the corpse on skis?
It's not the corpse.
Not a corpse, sorry.
He's still alive.
That paraplegic, is he on skis?
Well, he becomes the Black Racer, yeah. Or the Black Racer becomes him.
Like, on skis!
But why
he becomes exactly this?
Okay.
But why would the Racer want that?
Be nice?
He's already on skis.
He's already that person. He looks exactly the same. Like,
You go through walls, he's already on skis, why do you need another person?
Yeah, this is
It's baffling. Just evil. What it's just, oh, you want to end your lives because, like what's the point of keep on living like that? I understand that sentiment to a certain extent. And then he comes and like, fuck no.
No.
You're going to live for me.
We're just going to go on death adventures together.
Is it because he's like, you always wanted to ski, didn't you?
God.
Not like this.
I have to admit, it's particularly sad that he's like a war vet who didn't want to kill people. And then he's like, hey, psych, you're gonna have to do it because we merged for some reason.
Is it like a punishment for wanting to die?
Yeah, this is like his death wish translated into this fate.
It's bad. It's weird choices. There's some weird choices made.
He looks like a robot too.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he really looks. Like
At first, I really thought that he was a robot and that like the skis were like an extension of his foot. Or something.
No, he's basically that guy in the Metallica's One video.
Yeah,
get over this guy looking at us through the wall.
I hate it so much.
He's looking at this. He's
he's looking at us.
No, the serpent is over the bubble. He's looking at us.
No, he's looking at Willie.
No.
It's 6-1. Stop.
Why is he diving over here? Or is it someone else?
That's someone else.
It's light race. Escaping the racer.
Yes.
Pointing is the... I don't know what you call it. The stick.
The ski stick.
Does he shoot anything?
Poles. I think they're poles.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sticks.
Does he shoot anything out of his pole?
You can keep his pole away from me.
Yeah. I've sent a sentence. Does he know?
Anything's possible.
Why are you on us?
Holding it like he's like it's a magic wand.
Get out!
No, he's in space right now, so you know he needs the movement to fly and to ski.
Black Racer, hot or not?
Dumb.
No.
Ridiculous.
No. I love it though.
Preposterous.
It is baffling that this exists.
Did they use him a lot?
Thought I had seen everything.
He's one of the new gods.
I thought I could not be surprised anymore.
But here it is.
Gosh, good job, DC.
I would have never guessed that this was a thing.
Every other mode of transportation is more appropriate than this.
Like, if we did, like...
I think death on a jet ski would be...
On a jet ski, on a skateboard, on a motorcycle.
We use those expressions, right? Death on skis, death on skates.
Do we?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe I do.
I feel like death on wheels?
I feel like
cross-country skiing would make more sense.
It's way more fun.
Well, at least you're horizontal.
And it's way more fun.
Get a good workout out of it.
He can't work out too much. He has a freaking suit of armor. So if he gets more muscle mass, it will not fit anymore.
I get it, though. I would wear a suit of armor if I went skiing.
Yeah, you know, protection.
The bonus feature on Who's Hot used to be the pool I ran every month with the Fire and Water Podcast Network All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
To see what they think will happen on the show. After a couple of issues, I felt that they were just too good at it. So I threw this to the larger community of Fire and Water fans and guests. We got more responses that way. We got between 15 and 17 votes per character, so that was pretty good.
So many sandwiches you have to do.
All right. Let's see how they did. For Black Lightning, it was 14-2 hot.
Okay.
Who are those two people?
All right.
Most of you were right. Black Manta, it's not as close. 12-5 not. It's okay. Still right?
The five sense the ocean battle inside my soul.
Mm-hmm. And the toxicity in mine.
Black Orchid, unanimous 17 votes for hot.
Oh, thank God.
Black Pirate.
Oh, excuse me. No.
Tight Race.
Oh. What? How?
8-7.
Stop!
Stop that!
8 to 7 hot.
You're all kicked out.
It's the bucket boots. It's the bucket boots.
We have complained about bucket boots a lot.
The expression is really not good.
But yeah.
Okay. Come on. All of those tiny things does not...
Corsair.
Not this sexy man. Look at those pecs.
And also you can have bucket boots if you're actually a pirate.
Yes.
Pirate boots, right?
Musketeer. Those are acceptable.
I don't think we've ever knotted a pirate.
We do like pirates as a rule.
So, there you go. Next time, you'll know not to vote on a pirate.
I'm curious about
that.
I'm curious about that one.
Black Racer, 13-3, not.
Okay. Imagine if everyone was like, oh, hot as hell.
Because you know what? The thing is, like, we didn't really talk about the face or anything. It doesn't look bad, but he's just so dumb.
It's so blank. I don't know. It's weird.
You don't see enough of it.
Yeah. I mean, he's looking at me right now.
I do understand the people who said hot for this just because, like, we are known to like things that are weird and then to hot.
Sorry.
So I do understand why those people said so.
And Paul Hicks went and ran his own poll right after for the Irredeemable Shag. So I'll give you the results. Shag got 1 knot from Paul. 3 gang signs.
Okay.
Like that one.
Okay, so does that mean
the phone one?
Yeah, so is it like, yeah?
I see it as a yeah.
Okay.
That's like a friendship, yeah.
That's a friendship.
That's not fun.
4 fireballs, so fire.
Yeah.
Fire and water. And 2 feet.
Are these sexy pointed feet?
Well,
you need to show your feet.
Yeah.
That's what they're asking for.
Well, Shag always takes pictures of what he's... whenever he's reading something,
he
posts
feet?
A picture of...
He posts the feet? You should charge for those puppies.
Yeah, I know. It's the book, and you see his feet and the beach and
you're
the
right,
ocean.
You're
right.
I've seen those pictures.
We're doing the Patreon wrong.
The amount of time
when's
I think
our OnlyFans?
All right. Whoa. Normally, this is where we would open the female bag, but I want to keep Marvel feedback with Marvel shows, DC feedback with DC shows, so nothing to report quite yet. Before we go, let's mention the Fire and Water Podcast Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like this content, want more like it, think about making a one-time or monthly donation. This particular production is sponsored by Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Luc, Mike Dynas, Eric, Chris Pine, and Zane Kroll.
Thank you.
Forget to leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com and we'll read them in the next episode of Who's Hot and Who's Not. Say good
night,
guys.
Pirates are hot. Bye
bye. Bye.
We love you.
Oh, nothing starts me up like a broken muffler.